I am Daniel White, the third president of GLM Omnimedia Group, and this is episode number 72 of the Get Things Done podcast. The simple purpose of this podcast is to help you get things done every day so that you can accomplish something worthwhile with your life and for the glory of God. I am a firm believer that God has put each person on earth to do something great for His glory. In this podcast, we are going through the fine book, Doing It Now, by Edwin C. Bliss. I had just finished speaking at a meeting in Philadelphia many years ago, and as I was walking through the airport, and as my custom was, I would always, in all of the airports all around the world, I would always go into one of the bookstores. I picked up this little book and read it in its entirety, I believe, in one sitting. It is one of the best books that I have ever read on the subject of productivity, getting things done, and avoiding procrastination. And along with prayer, the grace of God, the power of God, it is one of the reasons why I have accomplished so much in my life. Today I will continue sharing with you some of the principles of this book that Edwin C. Bliss talks about. But first, allow me to share with you our Get Things Done scripture passage. So as we begin, let me give you this reminder from the Word of God. Proverbs 14:23 says, "In all labor there is profit, but the talk of the lips tendeth only to penury." Our Get Things Done quote for today is from E.L. Simpson. He said, "Getting an idea should be like sitting on a pin. It should make you jump up and do something." Today in the Get Things Done podcast, we are looking at part 10 of step 10, Consider Deliberate Delay. You've discussed the value of deliberate delay from the standpoint of the individual. Does the same principle apply with groups? Indeed, it does. Even more so, because groups, especially large ones, tend to act impetuously, swayed by a felicitous phrase or an emotional outburst. Getting an assembly to suspend judgment on a matter that has not been adequately analyzed should be thought of as prudence, not procrastination. Techniques have been developed in recent years for structuring problem-solving meetings to postpone criticism and evaluation of ideas until after every idea the group can come up with, good or bad, has been presented. An outgrowth of the brainstorming technique developed by advertising executive Alex Osborne 3 decades ago, this somewhat ritualized method of deliberate delay has been found useful in preventing groups from jumping to conclusions and going off half-cocked under the guise of avoiding procrastination. If the Lord tarries his coming and we live, we will continue this discussion in our next podcast. So now, beloved, let's pray our prayer together that we pray every week. It is called the Common Prayer. Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against thy holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done, and we have done those things which we ought not to have done, and there is no health in us. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us, miserable offenders. Spare thou those, O God, who confess their faults. Restore thou those who are penitent, according to thy promises, declared unto mankind in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may hereafter live a godly, righteous, and sober life, to the glory of thy holy name. Amen. Now, beloved, the greatest secret to getting things done with your life for the glory of God is to have the Lord Jesus Christ in your life. When you have Jesus in your life, you can say with Paul in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, here's how you can trust Christ as Savior today and have a home in heaven when you die. John 3:16 says very clearly, for God so loved the world, that includes you, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish where? In hell, but have everlasting life. Where? In heaven. That's good news for you. Just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can have a home in heaven. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Until next time, my beloved, may God bless you. And remember, if you have something to do, there's no better time to do it than now.